and address the subcommittee May 16th, 2016.
Nays, abstentions, the motion carries. The means to stand as is. Customer service and outreach reports.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome. I guess Mr. Senator, we are awaiting MTM to come upstairs to give the customer service report. And there is no outreach to report for this meeting. So if there's something that the committee would like to go over as we wait for MTM.
One thing I think Mr. June wanted to address was the calling into reservations, that you would have a report about that at this meeting.
Yeah.
As to the status of that.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chair. Thank you. So, as I stated previously, this is a fairly complex concern that we've been working on. It's taken parties from my staff, our control center contractor, MB, and with Trapeze as well, to identify and help resolve this. And actually, an outside consultant has been instrumental in this particular component. We were set to receive the new bill for testing today, actually. And it's in review for this week. Once we confirm that all of the components that we previously tested, and let me step back a little bit, we did receive a bill that we tested the various components. There were some concerns that we sent back to Trapeze to fix. Those have been resolved and sent back to us. We're going through a final round of testing now. If all goes well, within the next couple of weeks, we'll be able to go live with it. If we uncover additional issues with the testing that we're doing now, then we will obviously would have to go back and get those corrected. But this will be an overhaul for the IVR, and it'll ensure that we have fail-safe redundancy in areas where we did not before. This is it's a pretty big project, so we're in the final stages now, and we're looking forward to. Like I said, and we'll know within this week if this current bill actually is ready to roll out live for test. One thing I know, so some of you have been very helpful over the years, identifying any areas for the IVR and otherwise where you were able to catch some issues. So anything that you may uncover or the committee uncovers, definitely report it to us through this period after we do go live to make sure that we've covered all of our bases. But we do expect this to be resolved, like I said, here shortly, and we would have a full backup for this particular component. So whereas now, if this particular issue that we've been facing happens, you do get the press one for reservations, two for where's my ride, this would create a level of redundancy to where if there is an issue, we'll still be able to go and hit the IVR, and it'll be the same for the customer. It would be the same customer facing.
Okay. All right. Any questions from committee members about this topic?
Yes.
Briefly. Charlie and Marissa?
I'm a movie fan. Okay. And I always love coming attractions. So can you outline for us, Senate spoke, can we look forward to expecting as a result of the implementation of the new module?
Yeah, so what you can look forward to is the increased connectivity. Right now, we've had situations where we've had intermittent failures at IVR, and this is slated to correct those intermittent failures to where the IVR would be fully functional close to 100% of the time, obviously 100% of the time, and also, like I stated, create a level of redundancy. If there is a particular failure of a component of the IVR, that as far as the customer is concerned, they will still interact with the IVR in the same manner, despite the failure going on behind the scenes. So this will create a level of redundancy and eliminate the intermittent phone connectivity issues that we've been seeing.
All right, Marissa?
I'm glad to know that we're working on it, and I know it's going to take a little bit, but I just want to make it where I continue to call your office when I call and get the got disconnected. So I tried guys again, got disconnected. And then I called your office just to make them aware of it. And then I called back again, and it was back on. But I am still making your office aware of it, even if it's short term, because it's, I mean, people don't have all day to keep calling me back. So we need to keep track of it as it continues to happen.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Anyone else on this topic before we close it? Ms. Rush? Please bring in the microphone.
My question is, when you call and you get a live person and you want to cancel a trip, you cancel it, say, at 4 o'clock in the morning. I do not understand it happened twice in the same week. July still comes in the afternoon and I've canceled both trips. At 4 in the morning, but they come at 3:30 and pick me up when people are looking for me. Is it better to call, to do it not with the person and do it with the automatic?
Yes, we do encourage use of the automated system. I do want to have staff get information related to those specific times, though, because even if it's with the live person, they're still supposed to cancel the trip the same way that it would be through the automated system. So if that was indeed the case, where someone called in and canceled their trip in the morning and the ride was still in the afternoon, then that would be an error that we need to correct for the Operations Control Center.
Well, there's always a problem and said, you know, it happened, but I was just wondering, is it better to do it automatically than for a live person?
We do encourage you to do it automatically if you can. However, my point with this is that I don't want it to be seen as that there should be a difference whether you're talking to a live individual versus with the system. It should be seamless across the board, and I want to make sure that information, like I said, I'm glad it was reported and they've gotten back to you, but I'll be following up as well because it needs to be seamless across the board. We ask the customers to cancel more than 2 hours in advance, and when specifically so we don't have this issue arise, and it's something that I take very seriously, so I'll be following up with that particular situation. But again, we do encourage individuals to use the automated system, but you should be able to use the automated system and speak to an individual and have the same experience as it comes relates to these cancellations.
All right, thank you so much. Customer service and outreach, has MTM come back yet?
MTM is here, but if the chairman would grant us, the time is about 4:10. And we want to get the committee into the call center while reservations is still going on so you can get the compliment of the full experience. So if we can
do the tour first,
and then we'll come back to the customer service report. With that, right now, I'm going to turn it over to, just real briefly, Mr. John Gray, who's the project manager for Inventory Transportation.
How does the triangle get better?
Well, good afternoon, and thank you very much for coming here today. We're very excited to have everyone here today for the tour of the Metro Access Operations Control Center. Our intent today is to give you a brief overview of our departments and our structure. A little bit about what we do here. We do run a 24/7 dispatch operations. We have about 60 dispatchers and 30 supervisors that are on duty. And we handle between 8,300 and 8,800 trips per day. Our reservations department consists of about 55 to 60 reservationists that are on duty during the course of the week. We handle 2,300 to 3,000 reservations per day. Our biggest times and reservations are right when we open, between 8 and 9 in the morning, and again between 2 and 4:30 in the afternoon. And our busiest time of the day is between 3:45 and 4:30 in the afternoon. Immediately after reservations closes, our scheduling department takes over. Utilizing Trapeze Route Match software, we go through all the routes, we set up the schedules for the next day, and we go through what's called a batch system. We make sure that the trips are scheduled for the next day. Afterwards, our team reviews all the routes, reviews the productivities, sends out the reports, and sends out the manifests. But without further ado, I'd love to take you on a tour of our call center and show you our great employees in action. Respectfully, if I could ask a simple favor, if we can refrain from talking to the employees as they're trying to help customers so we can ensure the best customer service we can possibly get. Thank you.
Also, thank you, Mr. Gray. A couple other ground rules. If we can stay as one group and not have individuals wander off, we want to stay as a group so you can hear the information that's being given concerning the call center. And also, as Mr. Gray stated, please refrain from striking up conversations with the employees there in the call center. Again, they're trying to do their roles as an active operation. Also, I would ask that you try to keep your voice down, voices at a reasonable, I guess, point, because there are phone calls and things going on within the operations control center. So with that, we're going to now begin the tour.
They said they got six more people coming.
Really?
It's a full house, yeah.
Yeah, they said, you know, I don't know where to turn to because they said the train there at home, so see. I know, some of them came here, but it's, yeah, like, that's a big place, they show employers in that part. Because we did everything, we made some, kept track of those that were coming on Metro Access, those that were coming on themselves, but now it's like, there's, Jennifer, what line were they single tracking?
They're all there now, there's six of them.
Okay. Stephanie, so was the green line that was being single tracked?
Yeah.
Okay. So we can't even confirm our own.
Something that happened at the station in Cold Fort talking, with the green and yellow.
All right, here they come now.
So the dancer, okay. Dancer, watch for the dwell, watch for the dwell.
Watch for the dwell.
No, we're supposed to be on 24/7. For all customers, do we have a 12 minutes?
That's true.
You're so funny. Come on, let's go, baby, down there. Look at her. Everybody's a fucking head. I'm like, man, please.
She called him to the driver. Hey, it's wasn't the green open, so I just didn't feel comfortable.
Put my grandma, I ain't seen you in a month or so.
That's fine. Because you haven't been downstairs.
So are they going to come join the, when they will join the tour?
Why is the wedding?
Are they out there yet?
Yeah, I'm just wondering because they're trying to keep all together.
Okay.
Man, this looks so bad.
So much.
Oh, good.
Put the stains in there.
It was so clean, like, I just came out of the box. Like, man, you know, come out of here. Yeah, because we're trying not to do a double. They said this girl was supposed to come. Stephanie, this girl supposed to come in too?
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's on. She should be on this one.
Yeah, this girl's on it too.
Okay.
Even though
she's at least next for us too.
It seems like it. Yeah. Everybody needs
them.
Please eat it all.
We got six people coming.
I thought I was getting lunch
earlier. Hey, you wanted some water?
Yeah, six people coming, so make sure
they get there. All six people there. We have extra on the table. You know that, right?
You forced my hand. I'm going to get a cookie.
No, the cookie is not what you should be getting.
It's a lot of work.
I think Mr. Blake should be going to the tour.
I know, right?
Did you even say stay in one room? Don't follow instructions. Isn't that car? I mean, the rapids. The rapids.
Right here. Is there anything you can eat?
Yeah.
Ooh, perfect.
Look at the cheese and stuff.
Oh, really? If MV did this, then
oh my goodness! Oh my goodness!
They went all in, folks. This all
show up. So it's turkey. Oh, so and this is turkey.
One of them is turkey, and one of them is ham.
Well, I also did turkey.
Look at all that fruit and cheese.
Wow, this is neat.
I know, we was like, well, this is a lot right
here. That's carrots. Dry carrots. What's that, cheese? Mm-hmm. This looks good. I want some grapes. I go way in today, so I can't do too much. Hi, Mr. Blake. How you doing? What's that? I'm trying.
Just trying to kickbox, that's what I'm doing.
Really?
Right here on the corner.
I just want to show you.
Oh, is it open now?
Oh, it's been, I've been going since December. I'm down like over 16 now.
Really?
I'm about 3 or 4 times a week. Right here.
Oh, and I know, that's a good stress reliever. I would love to kick rocks.
After work.
Oh, definitely.
Right now, I'm gonna kick rocks.
So, no mayo, so.
I don't think so.
That's fine. I'll take a water.
That is good.
I'm wrong for this cookie, but it's here.
That's cool.
I mean, you missed a cookie. You guys going on the tour? You leaving? You going on the tour?
I'm gonna stay right here.
Wait here for the river. Yes, that's what I've been doing since they opened. I've been going since they opened.
Did NBC anybody order this from?
I think they went to the store, the grocery store.
Oh, Safeway?
I mean, that Safeway's still new, so everything is still fresh. Mr. Blake, how often do you get to come up here? Once a year? Do we do the tour once a year? I don't remember what happened last year. Okay.
How much is the grass?
It's happy. Excuse me. They give you the special is like $20 for 3 classes to try it out. And I think they have 2 memberships. So I pay about $100 a month. I go, I use it though. Mm-hmm. I know people who pay the membership and don't go. It's crazy. Yeah, you can go every day, twice a day. They're open Monday through Saturday. They're not open on Sunday yet. But they have morning classes and evening classes.
And the kickboxing is just like a routine workout, or it's just like kickboxing.
So you do the first about 15 minutes, it's like a HIIT workout. Mm-hmm. So it's like squats, push-ups, crunches. Right. It's real fast intensity, high intensity. It's crazy.
Right.
After that, then you have the bag rounds. Mm-hmm. And that's where they're showing like different routines. You're hitting and kicking bags and all the different techniques. And then the last round is like almost like a sparring round. You know, not really sparring, like you're not hitting the face, but you're like hitting hands with their partner and stuff. Yeah, so it's a full out hour. It's usually that first 15 minutes. I tell people, once you can get through that workout, you good. Because the rest of the part is like conditioning and the cardio, but that first 15 minutes is serious. Because it's quick, and it's based on all kinds, you know, burpees, push up, all kinds of stuff. It's real quick, and they get you your heart rate going, so you sweat immediately.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I love it. It's really good workout.
I think that would be, because see, the gym in my area, actually, they provide kickboxing, spin class, and Zumba for free, along with the membership.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that'll be a good, stress reliever.
Boxing has always been my favorite workout. So if you can do it, if you can do any kind of workout.
It is a bag.
If you can do any, I say kickboxing, kickboxing is the best workout.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all the workouts I've done, that's the, because I feel like it's so high intensity. You know. So yeah, I go right there in the corner, right after I get off from work, change my clothes.
Last Thursday, I'm in the box. This is a gym where they charge for boxing. Let's go for the workout. And they had these big tires by you had to meet big circle. And he had jumps out of the gym.
Those tire workouts, yeah. There's another tire workout that it's on YouTube too, where you take a car tire You can do everything from like push ups, squats, and it's like an amazing strength training. But yeah, I love it. Get out, leave from here and go straight to kickboxing. I'm gonna play. And plus, I like that it's so convenient for me. You know, it's just right there.
Oh, you live here?
I don't live here. I don't live in this area. I live in Gatesburg.
Okay, in Gatesburg. I think majority of the people that do come here is to be like, still drive the same distance that I be driving. People like, you live in Baltimore, but it's still like
I like the diversity. I like the diversity. People are like, why won't you just move to PG? Because I'm like, then I'm going to want to work somewhere else.
I love working in when I went to Gatesburg. I love working in Gatesburg.
And I'm from the city, but my mom moved us to Gatesburg when I was like 16. You can't pay me to leave.
It's so cool.
And then I thought about even moving here, but I'm like, man, I'm just so addicted to the suburban lifestyle. That's why I like working here, because I like working here because I get a taste of the city feel, and then I can go home.
I'm the same way, like, because I live in Baltimore County, but I don't want to work in Baltimore County.
And people are like, why you don't mind the commute? I'm like, I don't mind it. You know, it's I'm used to it now, so it's fine.
What's further, Germantown or Gatesburg?
Germantown.
But it's like,
Germantown is about 10 minutes from Gatesburg. Depending on the part of Germantown. But
I used to go to the Amish market in Germantown.
And my mom lives in Hagerstown. Oh, really? I cannot live there. I would never live in Hagerstown.
We used to my brother, he's locked up, so he's in Hagerstown.
Yeah, my mom.
But now he's not. He's somewhere else now.
It's a believe it or not, a lot of people live there. It's the price. I'm like, you can't. I don't care how much it costs. You can't pay me to live up there. There's nothing up there. Plus, I'm just like, I just don't believe in the cost to live. I mean, I don't care. It looks secure. I told my mom that. I'm like, I'm sorry. It's nothing up there, and it's just nothing is like fresh. I like the fresh, clean smell of Montgomery County. That's what I like there. Because it really is home. It's quiet. You know, you get to come here, and people are a little bit more alert here. Montgomery County, everybody mind their business. The only way you're going to get to know people is if you, like, get into some type of groupings or something like that, but everyone's to themselves, and they pretty much it's been a little different for me, because you know, when I moved out there, I only went like 2 years of high school out there. Most of those people out there, they went elementary on all the way up together, so they've known each other since they were like kids, like preschool.
Okay.
So that's the only thing, but like, if you don't know anyone in that area, you have to actually get to know people, because people aren't just gonna like befriend you out there. But you know, other than that, because everyone knows each other, it's a big area. But like Gatesburg, and I live in Montgomery Village, so everyone knows each other.
What's that little shopping center off of Darstown? Yeah, like the little burger place.
Burger place?
It's like a little burger place.
Darn,
it's close to the where they make the donuts.
Was it Krispy Kreme?
Well, the Krispy Kreme, man, but it's the burger place right there.
Is that Mid County? Is that Germantown?
Yeah.
You're talking about Germantown.
I don't know, my brother's pitching, and they'll eat that big old burger like
with this. Is it the burger with the a donuts for bread? Did you sit down and see that?
Oh, yeah, they got that in too, but it's like, this bitch in the belly, my bird was like this big.
Wow.
Man, they're doing
so much
building.
Y'all ain't eating, I'm out here working and sweating.
Well, eat then.
What is going on here?
They on the floor doing that tour, I ain't gonna.
No, I don't know. I just see what it was.
Bunch of stuff. It's gonna be here tomorrow if you want to eat
this. Hell no. I was just messing with y'all, so good. What time is it?
It's 4:31.
Wow, I've been growing some healing breath. Like an hour for me?
Mm-hmm.
I only had a beat for an hour.
Everyone's
hey,
up?
Hey, how you doing?
How did you come here from Baltimore? How was the commute from Baltimore? What time did you come in, though?
Oh, different times. Sometimes I get home at 9, 9:30.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and when I come in the morning, it's like, it's a breeze. It's like 35 minutes. Mm-hmm. But like once I come, when I come like close to 9:30, it's a little delay, but not bad. It's not bad at all. I'm used to it,
y'all.
So
yeah. I'm being
that thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. I
listen
to Joel.
Listening to comedy and everything else.
How do you do that? You know, like you put on whatever you listen to, you don't pay attention to the project.
And it's a good term to like basically for silence too.
I take the Intercounty Connected coming in, and then once I'm done working out, I just hop on 495 and 270.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Lanier.
Hi, Lanier.
How you doing?
Good.
You ain't gonna eat?
No.
You know, why are you hitting on me?
I don't know.
You work hard today?
Yeah, it's fun being down there.
You know that everybody's up. Huh? Everybody's here.
Yeah, they all in now.
Did you start school?
No, she started this fall.
Yeah, one start college, right?
University of Baltimore.
Oh, wow.
She's going to do like a first year there and then transition out. Okay. You can't jump in there and go out of town with me first.
Uh-huh. Really? I'm
going to show you some discipline.
I did that.
It's true.
Really? Yeah. You have one?
Two. I got a boy and a girl.
How old is your son?
11.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know this person. I know this
is smart thing. No, it is.
It is. Monitor you.
Yeah, she took a year gap. So this year, she took a year off. But you know, after she graduated out of high school,
yeah, she definitely needs to stay.
And you go to the University of Baltimore, and then we'll work it out from there.
Yeah. Because where does she want to go?
Huh?
Where does she want to go?
She wanted to go to New York.
That's what I was telling my sister. I was like, keep them longer.
Uh-huh.
Especially.
It's too much.
I know they work hard. I said they work hard. They got their money worth of. She got a little loose shirt on today, though.
No, usually I'm tired.
You can see her next time, maybe out there.
I'm saying my sister, like my nephew.
I don't know what's in the water in this office. It's like three of them. Well, me and I had a baby. Can't put that there. I said, they popping like water. Stay away. I said, Stephanie has it.
I've been finished.
So please make sure you get you some water or something.
Yeah, no, I keep on
telling her. She's
not listening. They work so good. I told you so. Sometimes they think it may be.
What's going to be crazy, Chuck, is when all them bands come here at the same time.
They already.
I thought they wasn't staying.
They changed their mind.
No comment. I'm not here. Never.
All the vehicles
are
behind the Macy's waiting.
Oh, okay.
Addison made the decision to do that.
To stay.
They talking about down JGB. They need to be productive. Oh, okay.
Because at first he didn't want them to.
It's all good. Do we sold.
10-4.
So then you got this one.
This is
all.
No, y'all are talking.
James, make sure you delete that, like
everything. Come on.
It's about 5 o'clock.
Okay, let's start you. Okay.
Do you need a phone?
customer service outreach.
Is there a particular place you want to stand?
Yeah, you can stay.
Good afternoon. My name is Carlton Brown. I'm the administrative manager with MTM. I'm just going to take a moment. I'm just going to take a moment to walk through some of the past customer service concerns or commendations that we received from previous subcommittee meetings, in particular the last subcommittee meeting. I think one of the main questions and concerns from the committee itself were with regard to what actual steps or actions were taken to resolve some of the questions and concerns posed by the public comments or actual AAC members. So we're just going to step through a few briefly. You will now have in front of you the notes that I'm going through. Just give you a moment to receive that. All right, so to start out, to begin with, the first few comments that came from customers at the last subcommittee meeting were actually commendations for the service itself. There wasn't any pending action with regard to those. The first action taken from MTM standpoint for our customer is customer number three. They asked with regard why the fare for their trips vary. From that, we did an investigation and found that for the time that they were looking to travel, there might have been more appropriate times that would actually allow the fare to be within their budget. So we identified those times, suggested those travel times, and helped them schedule future travel dates that fit within their budget. For the other complaints that came, there was a complaint that customers listed several trips. One trip in particular on April 15th needed to be investigated with regard to being picked up, customers being picked up after her, even though she was picked up first. And then those passengers being delivered to that destination prior to her destination itself. From her perspective, the customer stated that this was unfair, and she missed her appointment time as a result. From our investigation, what we didn't find an exact trip for that April 15th date, but we did see some trips during that time, during that same week. April the 13th was the day that most mirrored what she was trying to explain. With that, we come to understand that the routing for that trip was efficiently done. The customer had arrived to their destination at the scheduled time for that trip in particular. The customer did have a second trip that was scheduled but did not have an appointment time, and what happened was I believe that address fell out of the service area as well on the weekend, so that's what we could find for it, but in the end it was making sure that they were aware that when they're outside of the service area that they had alternative travel measures that they could consider as well. So it was really based upon just educating the customer of particular options for that moment. Then we slowly stepped through. There were several comments by AAC members as you go through. One in particular was from AAC member number three. And the question was with regard to companion fares. The AAC member stated operators did not decide how much fare was selected, regardless of whether a companion was present or not. And then the AAC member stated the operators collected the fare amount listed on their manifest. From that, we looked into the trips for the AAC member for different dates. And basically, two dates were provided to us by the AAC member when she had to wait for another customer at a shared pickup location. The investigation found that both trips were appropriately scheduled. However, for one of the trips, the no-show procedure was not followed by the operator and the assigned dispatcher. So when we get information like that, when we find out that procedures are not followed, we do escalate that information to the appropriate party. And at that point, there is coaching or counseling that occurs from the appropriate party at fault. And that's what occurred with this personnel that was in charge in looking over that trip. I guess lastly, just with regard to comment AAC member number five, the AAC member stated he encountered a problem in Metro Access and selecting option number four to review his easy pay balance. The AAC member stated there was not enough time to enter the credit card number before the call was disconnected from the system. And taking this feedback firsthand, Ms. Anderson, as well as other parties associated with the Easy Pay system, analyzed the time required to put in a credit card number and realized that a change and update was needed to account for the length of time. So they did make that adjustment on the time to where you are provided a longer duration of time to input your credit card number at this parent point. So that was action directly as a result from your comments. Question?
That area with the credit cards is not the only area that does that, because if you call up on the phone and are trying to find out some information on your trips, it doesn't give you enough time to put in your customer on it, your ID, and your password.
Repeat.
I'm saying that's not the only area that automated area that does that. If you're trying to sit there and find out the status of your trip, and you have to put in information like your customer ID and your password, it doesn't give you enough time to do it most of the time, and it usually sits there and says, that's the wrong information, and you got to redo it. And sometimes it happens 2-3 times, you have to redo it. It gets very frustrating.
Okay. And again, even with this session, we will take notes about that and go back to relook and analyze that process just to make sure we didn't overlook it. But thank you.
All right. Doris?
I was curious because some of the examples as we were going through the shoring stuff that came to people's mind had to do with getting on a vehicle, and these were the reports that means getting on a vehicle and then somebody else gets on and they're transported to their destination first. And in some cases, that's been, for example, somebody being picked up in Virginia and transported to D.C., pick up somebody else, and then get transported to Maryland before they come back to Virginia, or vice versa. And so I'm curious about something that you said just now. If someone does not have a scheduled appointment time, and rather they had a pickup time, is it possible that the system would, if the person gets on after them, that the person would getting on after, they have an appointment time, and they would be transferred first because of that, or is that what you're kind of saying? Because if that's the case, I think that needs to be looked at.
Well, I was going to say, too, before I yield the floor to Ms. Anderson, one thing I could have done better is just read off this on the page, point blank. But let me yield this to Ms. Anderson.
As we were taking the tour, and we talked about scheduling and allowing the system to place the route, this is what you bring up, Ms. Ray, is one of the things that sometimes takes place within this area, just due to the algorithms and things within the system. It's not going to be a catch-all. So again, that's why you need that human intervention to when those situations occur, that someone can look at that route and identify that this particular routing does not make sense, and then to make the appropriate change.
All right. Anyone else? Because we need to get occupied to another major topic, and then I see a Q&A session. And I'm sure you have questions from the tour.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
Mrs. B, actually, any questions that didn't get answered on the outside, what we're going to do is have all of that to happen down at JGB when you have your regular meeting, because
okay.
We want to make sure the public also can be involved in that in case a member has a question or a comment that sparks an idea from the public. We want to make sure they're included. So if you can just hold that.
All right. So no further ado, let's speak to Metro Access Schedule in the region.
Actually, that was what was done with Mr. Gray before we went on the tour. So the tour, the pre-comments related to what the committee was going to see included our process, and then on the floor we took some questions about that.
I guess we want to thank the Office of Metro Access staff and then Metro Access staff and MB for kind of hosting us here and everything. And I guess that's it. So I guess
I've been with Metro Access since the inception, the first day. And what they're doing now is exceptional and doing a very good job. I remember back in the early days when, especially at night, if you called, you never even got anybody to answer the phone. So right now, it works beautifully, and I can understand why.
Right,
we appreciate that. Thank you very much.
All right, can I get a motion?
Doris, do you have a comment?
I was wondering, with B's suggestion in mind, that maybe if people have questions, we can just put together some of the questions.
What's your mom, Doris?
So that we don't get
Doris talked about if members had additional questions, you can most likely gather them here, but if you would, just email me what your thoughts and questions are, then we'll make sure by the time you get to the meeting that the Metro Access team knows them, and then they can just kind of respond to those as we go along. So feel free to email me whatever your thoughts and questions are about the tour, but we'll be definitely discussing that at the June meeting.
All right. Motion to adjourn.
I guess I'll second your motion.
All right. All those in favor?
All righty. Just as information, we will be momentarily having the Metro Access vehicles pull up to be able to take those that have traveled on via Metro Access to your destination. So, just
are they able to still stay and eat a little bit if they like?
They are. Okay. Absolutely. So we'll be arranging that and let you know when the vehicle is here to take you on.
I'd like to especially thank Ms. D and Ms. Anderson and everyone for giving us such an informational tip and great refreshments.
Well, actually, with the refreshments, we want to thank MV Transportation for providing those for you all today. And again, thank you all for coming. We really enjoyed having you, and hopefully it was a good learning experience to really see the nerve center of our operation. Thank you.
Ms. Dernie, would you mind to write all the questions that are right there so we can send just one email? I will forget my questions. But everything is recorded. Everything is going to be recorded here, so we should do ask questions. 45 minutes.
Well, because the problem is, they're going to ask the same questions. You know, we talk about this.
No.